order, meaning the Trump administration can send National Guard troops to Portland. However, a second ruling prohibits that from happening. Vice President J.D. Vance has arrived in Israel trying to shore up the fragile Gaza ceasefire. Japan's parliament has elected the country's first woman prime minister, ultra-conservative Sanae Takaichi. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. Proper training can help teen drivers in Wisconsin avoid risks and prevent crashes. It is National Teen Driver Safety Week. The DOT reminding you that the right training and practice for young drivers is key to gaining experience behind the wheel. Last year in Wisconsin, there were over 18,000 crashes involving teen drivers. 70 people were killed and over 5,700 people were injured. Legislation being introduced at the Capitol could provide transparency about local drinking water. La Crosse Democratic Representative Jill Billings authoring the Water Quality Notification Act.
When the DNR knows that there is a problem with water quality, that they notify local health departments or local tribal government health departments so that they can let people know that there could be something wrong with the water in their wells.
Billings hopes to get the bill in front of a committee this session. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, breezy and colder today with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Lows in the upper 30s. Drier on Wednesday, still chilly. Highs in the upper 40s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 42.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:02 with Pat Benatar. Love is a battlefield on Max FM.
We are young. We are young.
Sergeant,
connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:09 on Tuesday morning. We're going to take a quick look at this weather forecast. Showers this afternoon. Winds are going to be breezy. 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 30. We're going to see shower chances this afternoon. A high of just 46 degrees. Tonight, showers are likely. Breezy conditions continue with a low of 38. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy. A high of 48. Thursday, frost to start today, mostly sunny with a high of 52. On Friday, frost again to start today, sunny, a high of 56. Looking ahead to the weekend, we're looking at highs near 60, lows in the 40s. Currently, 41 degrees outside, the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, we have a flash sale in progress over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Our flash sale till 9 a.m. is a $30 certificate for a virtual sports session at Bender's Tap In. Just $15 till 9 a.m. No code required. You can get this virtual sports session in, including maybe improving your golf swing, maybe a little football, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, soccer, hockey, rugby, or even zombie dodgeball. You can also enjoy some great food, including gourmet burgers, wings, and fried tacos with a Texas flair. For more information about them and this limited time offer, go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. Emily, as I'm looking outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios, I'm looking at our great sponsors, Baraboo State Bank, Baking Better Together. A little bit cloudy out here, a little bit chilly, but not a bad Tuesday after all.
Yeah, it's nice out. It's, you know, every morning in the last couple of days here, well, a week off and on, I've been waking up like, man, it's going to be a beautiful fall day. And part of the beauty of the fall, right, is dropping temperatures. And as long as we're not getting like freezing rain and like 50 mile an hour, 30 degree winds, like this is beautiful. I'll take it for sure.
Me too. You know, it's fall and it's one of those that we've had a pretty good run of nice weather, so I'm not going to complain whatsoever. You know, it's fall after all, and, you know, I just am not looking forward to that other season. But, you know what my favorite season is, so
Thanksgiving?
It is Thanksgiving. It's one of the best holidays ever. You know me well. It's all about the food. Family. It is the best holiday ever. No gifts. Just some great food and family. And believe it or not, we're only a month away from Thanksgiving. And unfortunately, I've got some very bad news. If you're thinking about maybe serving turkey this year, we may have an issue, Emily.
Oh, my turkey. Da, 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 da. Oh, my turkey. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, America's turkey flock has decreased to the smallest size in 40 years.
What? No, say it isn't so.
It isn't so. Say it isn't so. It's partially due to another resurgence in bird flu cases.
Oh no.
And also reduced production. So a couple things to blame here. We got a low turkey population right now. Bird flu is definitely part of it. Reduced production. So what are they talking about turkey prices here, Dave?
Well, and here's the thing. So low supply, high demand, that means turkey prices are about 40% higher than they were just last year. And there are apparently not any signs that it will ease up over the next 5 weeks. According to the USDA, wholesale turkey prices are expected to increase to $1.32 a pound. That's up 94 cents a pound wholesale just last year. And there's expected to be 4.8 billion pounds of production, which is down 5%, Emily. Now,
wow. Well, let's talk about these dollars and cents though, real quick. $1.32 a pound, that's up 94 cents a pound. That's over twice as much by a lot.
Like,
I'm not doing the exact math right now.
40%.
Like, that's over. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. Wow. 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 Okay.
And, you know,
so that's going to be some monies that people need to come up with to get the things that they're used to getting for the holiday, you know?
Well, and I know there's one place that was claiming they're going to feed a family of four for $40, but I'm wondering how much turkey's in that deal now, because that chain was saying, you know, they're going to supply the groceries for $40. I'm going to have to do some research on that. But there's some good news, Emily, and what is that?
The good news is if you're willing to pony up, there will be turkey on the shelves. Both Butterball and the National Turkey Federation say that there will be enough frozen turkeys for Thanksgiving, but supply could tighten for fresh or specific size birds. So I know, you know, sometimes families like to order ahead, get a fresh turkey, you know, from the deli, and then the deli needs to go or slash butcher or whatever, you know, whatever you're talking about needs to go ahead and they need to order from their distributors to get the fresh stuff or from the farm or wherever it is that they're getting it. Now, when that demand goes up, there's only a certain amount of supply. Again, it's going to be different. I do have to say, there's been twice in the last week that I've seen gangs of turkeys just roaming the streets. And I'm just going to say they need to watch out.
Oh, great. Emily, all right.
I might just go old school and be like, well, I can't get my turkey for this store. I'm just going to go get that turkey over there. There's 12 of them. They're fine. So
you're saying you may end up in one of my stupid criminal stories of the week stories, possibly? You're going to go turkey chasing at home? Is that what we're hearing?
Blonde woman is touting gun getting turkeys around town, selling them on the side. No, not going to do anything crazy. Can you imagine?
No.
Set up a little booth at the farmer's market with a mask on and be like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just selling these wild turkeys. And my name is Johnny. And, you know, I'm just selling these turkeys out here. But, yeah, we don't know anything where they came from. They're just wild turkeys that just showed up here. They're really fresh, like 5 minutes ago fresh.
Really fresh, like here, it's still alive here.
Yeah.
Turn it over, it's your problem now. Good luck. Here, you can have a knife too. Go for it, man.
Oh, don't worry.
I mean, I got a big vehicle. We could do the whole, like, you know, off the back of the truck thing. I mean, we could, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's like buying shrimp off the back of a truck. You know, all of a sudden we'll be buying turkeys off the back of Emily's truck here. You know, don't worry.
Yeah, this is not stuff that has not happened throughout the course of human beings eating food.
Right.
Like, we might just need to be reverting to, like, some old school stuff. Like, I don't know. My dad grew up on a farm, and he, around this time of year, anytime we'd see wild turkeys, he'd be like, which there are, they always show up right now. He'd always be like, I don't know what those turkeys are doing. They're not being super smart, because do they realize what time of year it is? You know, he's like, if I was a turkey, I would go hide. So wise words from Ron Rizika, you know, just saying, it's true. If you're a wild turkey right now, especially because there's a shortage and Thanksgiving is around the corner, I would highly recommend, if you're listening, turkeys, go find a bush and hide behind it for a minute. Come out at night only. I don't know. Just do something else, because what we're talking about, folks, is, yes, there is a turkey shortage just in time for Thanksgiving. In all seriousness, no, we are joking around to make light of things, but it's not light. The bird flu is not a light thing. I mean, it's a yucky, scary thing. And also just, you know, production of turkeys as food is down. So prices are going to go up, folks. So make a plan. You know, I know there is a lot of beautiful opportunity to get Thanksgiving meals, you know, by donations. So just look into, maybe we could come up with a list, you know, for stuff in the area that is doing meals or doing prepackaged things or whatever, to get some Thanksgiving stuff out there for folks for their Thanksgiving dinner.
Right. And so, all right. So I was mentioning that, and I'm going to say which store this is. Aldi's is claiming that you can host Thanksgiving for 10 for just $40. This is, yep. Host Thanksgiving for 10 for just $40, according to Aldi's. And they're saying that, what does it include? Well, a whole turkey. And they're claiming their turkey is going to be at 77 cents a pound. Okay. And so that's what they're saying they're going to be doing their turkey at. So I don't know if they've seen this story yet or not, but it also includes a packet of gravy, chicken stuffing. I'm not sure why it's not turkey. Mini marshmallows, a can of whipped cream, cornbread stuffing, yuck, shells and cheese, canned green beans, French fried onions, condensed mushroom soup, so that's to make the green bean casserole, Hawaiian sweet rolls, evaporated milk, chicken broth, reduced sodium brown gravy mix, baby carrots, potatoes, celery, onions, can of pumpkin, refrigerated pie crust, thyme leaves, ground sage, rosemary leaves, and poultry seasoning. And they're saying this is all, and this is right off their website, I'm getting this, for $40. This is everything they are saying you need to make for your Thanksgiving meal. So an 11-pound turkey, or 14.5-pound turkey. So yeah, you can just click add, and all these things go right into your cart. This is kind of crazy. The shells and cheese is not going into my cart. I'll say that right now as I'm looking at this, but this is definitely interesting as we talk about this. So I think the main goal, shop around. I know a lot of our local grocery stores will also do some deals around this time of year, where if you buy a certain amount of groceries, they'll give you a discount on that turkey. So now's the time to be thinking about that, Emily.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just did some searching too. I'm going to come up with a list here over the next, you know, week or so about free Thanksgiving baskets in the Sauk County mm-hmm. area. So there is some good information out there. I want to get with Dave and get our list straight here, but we'll be able to get some resources out here to you all, you know, over the morning show time that we
of
have
course.
To be able to share what's an opportunity out there, because I mean, food has gotten super expensive and this is no joke. Like this, you know, the amount that turkey per pound is $1.32 per pound. I mean, up from 94 cents, that is mm-hmm. quite a lot. So just be prepared. Everybody's going to have a great Thanksgiving. We just need to figure out how to work together and make it all happen, right?
Exactly. And I know I'm getting the smoker out. I'm going to be smoking our turkey again. I love that. I'm already thinking about it. Well, we're always talking about food. Who are we kidding? Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days, and I would almost expect there will be a food item on there. So, yep, there will be. I knew one for sure already. So, yep. I know there's one on there as I was up early this morning. So, you'll be back with us at 8:40. We're going to continue with calendar days.
Perfect. Looking forward to that.
I am as well. More Music Mornings with Dame and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar. That's brought to you by our good friends at Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, and music by Simple Minds and Phil Collins on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
We look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, October 25th, from 9 until 10:30 a.m., the Portage Business Trick or Treat Spooktacular and Costume Contest will take place. Kick off the Halloween fun with the Boys and Girls Club Costume Contest. That's going to be at 9 a.m. at Commerce Plaza. Kids can show off their spookiest, silliest, and most creative costumes with prizes awarded at various age categories. After the contest, head out for trick or treating at local businesses through Portage. You can see a full rundown of all the businesses participating by visiting the Portage Chamber of Commerce website. The Friends of Devil's Lake present the Halloween Extravaganza. This will be happening on October 25th from 4 until 8 p.m. It begins with pumpkin carving and crafts. That'll be 4 until 6 p.m. And then from 6 until 8, there's torchlit hike, campfire, live music, costume parade, and delicious s'mores. This will all be happening at Devil's Lake State Park Rock Elm Shelter. It is free, but you'll need a state park sticker to enter the park. You can find all the details at friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, that's on Saturday, October 25th from 4 until 8 p.m. Also on that Saturday, the 25th, from 2 until 5 p.m., River Hills Church in Sauk City will be presenting their Trunk or Treat event. It's a fun-filled afternoon of safe, family-friendly trick-or-treating. Kids are invited to dress up in their favorite costumes, enjoy games, treats, and plenty of Halloween fun. No registration required. You can learn more details by going to riverhillschurch.org. Again, that's 2 until 5 p.m. on October 25th. These are just a few of the amazing Halloween celebrations that will be taking place all around the area. Be sure to check out the area, city, and Chamber of Commerce websites for more details. Also on Sunday, October 26th, the Reedsburg Public Library will be hosting a free event as author Frank Ginther will be presenting his book, The Life and Times of Dawn Manor, which is located in Lake Delton. Books will be for sale at the event or can be purchased prior to it at Main Street Books in Reedsburg on October 26th and also at the Dawn Manor in Lake Delton. Again, this free event will be happening at Reedsburg Public Library on Sunday, October 26th, starting at 1 p.m. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Don't you forget my feeling will win and I won't harm you or touch your defenses, vanity, insecurity. Don't you forget about me. I'll be alone dancing, you know it, baby.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave and Emily. Lots of things happening today. The flash sale over at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off a $30 certificate for a virtual sports session to Bender's Tap In. Just $15 today over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You need to check out before 9 a.m. to take advantage of that offer. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader, whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs. You're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd through the 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to max.fm to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelves for all your new favorites. The Holiday with a Hero program is available for children in grades 1 through 5 who reside in the Baraboo School District. This is a special opportunity that allows children to pair up with a local hero, such as a first responder, to shop for toys and warm clothes during the holiday season. This program is not income-based. All families can apply. The event will be held after school on Wednesday, December 10th. Now, the application deadline is Friday, October 31st. Families selected to participate will be notified by Friday, November 14th. If you have any questions, you can email contact@baraboocommunityheroes.org. If you would like to apply for your child to participate, please go to their website, baraboocommunityheroes.org. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Hi, it's Emily from Weikert Realtors Great Day. I want to tell you about a new property that just hit the market at 616 West Street. 4-bedroom, 1.5-bath, right in the heart of downtown Baraboo. There's new kitchen updates, there's a new refrigerator, dishwasher, countertops, and more. It's a beautiful little home. Give us a call at 608-356-0120 or Great Day Brokers to learn more about 616 West. Thanks.
Something spooky's happening at the Habitat ReStore. What's that thing crawling under the beds in the middle of the night? Oh, it's just our 25% off furniture sale. Our treadmills are possessed, which means all sports and exercise equipment are 25% off so we can exorcise these demons. These sales will end on Halloween. Only a ghoul would miss these deals. Shop, donate, volunteer in Baraboo or at our haunted Portage location now with later hours.
Mouth-watering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers, and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jace also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. This last Saturday, the Badger Large Conference Cross Country Meet was held here in Baraboo, where DeForest, led by Lucas Tanner, took first with a score of 22 points, and Baraboo, led by Will Betcher, took second with a score of 77 points. Big congratulations to Baraboo athletes Will Betcher and Oscar Lefebvre for making the Badger Large All-Conference team. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Increasing clouds, breezy and colder today with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Lows in the upper 30s. Drier on Wednesday, still chilly. Highs in the upper 40s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 42.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Uptown girl. She's been living in her uptown world.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:40 on Tuesday morning. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Showers this afternoon. It's going to be breezy. Winds 15 miles per hour. Guessing as high as 30. High of just 46 degrees today. Tonight, showers are likely cloudy with a low of 30. Breezy conditions continue, and they continue into Wednesday. It'll be mostly cloudy. A high of just 48. Thursday, frost to start our morning, mostly sunny, a high of 52. Friday, frost again to start the day. It will be sunny, a high of 56. 60s for the weekend, lows in the 40s. Currently, it is 42 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. It is October 21st, and it is a great day. We have a few calendar days. Emily, what did you see that piqued your interest this morning?
Oh, right. Man, this is hands down. It was like the first one. American Frog Day. It's American Frog Day.
It is.
I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Can you hear me okay, Dave?
Yes, I can. There was a little bit of a lag there. I didn't hear you at first.
Sure that you can hear me.
Okay.
Weird. Okay. Well, I'll go again. American Frog Day today, everybody. October 21st is American Frog Day. It takes place on different days every year at different locations in the country, depending on the person choosing to host the festivities. Festivities around the Frog Day. People choose to share information, organize get-togethers for everyone interested in the captive breeding and study of poison dart frogs and other amphibians. So if you're into that, today is the day to look into it. Today's the day to find some festivities surrounding the American frog. What do you see, Dave?
I see that is National Apple Day. It falls on October 21st and is a day dedicated to celebrating all things apple. Apple pie, apple sauce, apple crisp. You know, the list goes on. The holiday reminds us to celebrate every form of apples. And all I'm thinking about right now this morning is a piece of warm apple pie after I thought about apple pie this morning, Emily.
Absolutely. Yeah. As you know, I went to an apple orchard last week, so I've got lots of apples left to do stuff with. Yeah. Wait, I haven't busted out the pie stuff yet because that seems like a bit of an undertaking.
It is.
Because I'd want to do the crust from scratch. Yeah. Cause that's how my grandma did it. So I think I need a lot more time for that. But I did get a recipe for a really super easy apple crisp from one of my besties. Ooh. We're just, it's apples, cinnamon, sugar. And then you make the kind of the crisp part is just from oatmeal. So, yeah,
it's
you
very
just
good.
Stir it all together and throw it in the oven.
That is one of the best recipes with that oatmeal on top of it. Ooh, yeah, that is definitely one of the best ones out there. I mean, it's already got me thinking about this now. Again, we always are talking about food, right? And so that one is just like, yep, that one comes to mind. Well, we also heard in our show opener, this one was the one of the ones that I cannot pass up talking about is Back to the Future Day. Throw on the Nikes, pop in a VHS, and rev up your DeLorean because October 21st is Back to the Future Day. First celebrated in 2015, a significant year for series fans, the original Back to the Future is a 1985 sci-fi classic that grossed $400 million worldwide. Yes, you heard me correctly. You know, fire up the DeLoreans. Today is your day.
I love it. I love that. I have so many like feelings when I think of Back to the Future, like, and they're all just like, my heart's just like bursting with happiness. So I just love Back to the Future and everything about it. I mean, Michael J. Fox, it's just, I could watch it over and over again. And all of the movies are good in that, like,
right.
It's like is there three or four of them?
Three of them.
Four.
Three.
Maybe even five. I don't know, but three of them. Okay. Okay, great. Yeah, I think they're all great. Anyways, Back to the Future. Celebrate. I wanted to take a focus a little bit on, I think this is beautiful, and I don't know if you read further on this, Dave, but this is going to mean a lot to both of us. National Pets for Veterans Day. So here's the story. It all started with a dog named Bear. Bear was quite the ham and knew how to interact differently based on the individual needs of the veterans. He would lie quietly on the bed if needed or put his paws up to encourage others. This led many veterans to ask if they could take Bear home with them. Bear's owner thought, why is therapy 1 hour a week inside when it could be 24/7 at home. Since Bear was spoken for, his owner thought she could help more veterans find their own bear to help them rehabilitate. Spread the word. We're celebrating Bear and all other service animals on October 21st. So that is such a beautiful story.
And it's
extra heartstring pulling for Dave and I both, because both of our first dogs were named Bear.
Yes. So. And it is. I mean, I was reading that this morning. And yeah, I thought the same thing when I saw, you know, I remembered this story about the dog named Bear. And Bear was definitely, in my world, had a special place in my heart, got me through a lot of things at that point in life. And therapy dogs for veterans, just so important. And this is something that we have had local service organizations help raise funds for. So I think this is something that, yeah, definitely take a moment, think about that today, folks. And like you and I both said, our dogs named Bear were very special to both of us as well. And so, yeah, I saw that and I'm like, yep, definitely thought of that one. I also have an appreciation for this one. It is Pharmacy Technicians Day, and pharmacies are busy places. Pharmacy technicians perform vital duties to support our pharmacists, counting pills, entering patient data, waiting on customers, and explaining the use and effect of drugs and medical devices. Now, pharmacies can't run without them. So when you see those pharmacy technicians today, please tell them thank you. I know with everything that I had happened this summer, we dealt with pharmacy technicians throughout the summer, and they just are such great professionals, and we're very thankful for them and all their hard work, Emily.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it takes so many moving parts, right, to get someone well after sickness, after injury. And there's a lot of faces that and jobs that don't necessarily get recognized, you know, for the credit that they have offered toward, you know, helping that individual get to a place of mending. So pharmacy technicians maybe aren't one of the ones who have that glory in the job, like a maybe like a physician or something, but they are definitely there as part of the, you know, machine to get you well. So we appreciate them and all the folks in healthcare, man. I gotta say, it's a calling, and I always bow down to healthcare workers. I'm just amazed by the calling and by the folks that have responded to that calling.
It's hands down. I mean, I think about the people that I deal with on a daily basis, for lack of a better way of putting it right now. I mean, from the people that have worked in the radiology department to my care team and my physical therapist, just all amazing people. I mean, overall, it was a good experience. I'm not going to go into the rest of the details of it, but I will say overall, a very good experience. And I'm so thankful for my physical therapist. I mean, I work with them 2 to 3 times a week, and, you know, they are just dedicated to their job. And my one that is my primary, I know she's got a big event happening any day now, and I'm so thankful for her. I mean, she took the time to explain so much yesterday, because most likely I won't see her again this week or for a few months. And so I just am very thankful for their patience and their just persistence too. I mean, it is a calling. So thankful for them every single day. That is for sure.
Absolutely. Yep. We are thankful for a lot of things on this show. And, you know, thinking about what we talked about at the beginning of the show, that, you know, turkey shortage and prices going up and things like that, it is a time, even though we're still around the corner from Halloween, it's still a time for me, like the cooler weather and the oncoming holidays definitely perks up the gratitude feeling. So, you know, everybody out there, look around, who's around you, who's doing what, you know, to make you help you get through your day. Just, you know, say thank you, just pat somebody in the back or whatever feels good. But, and yourself, give yourself some gratitude. You know, just getting through the day sometimes can be a challenge. So,
oh yeah.
Congratulate yourself for getting up this morning and getting your stuff done, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. You never know what the day is going to bring you. So we're all very thankful for every day. And Emily, we're thankful that you're going to be back with us tomorrow again around 7:10 a.m. Depending on what's all going on, we'll be halfway through our work week.
Woohoo! Looking forward to that. Everybody have a super amazing Tuesday, and we'll talk in the morning.
Sounds good. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. As a reminder, you have 10 minutes to take advantage of that flash sale over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Half off that certificate to Bender's Tap In for a virtual sports session. No code required. Go over and take advantage of that now. Shop local, say big at maxfmbigdeals.com. The morning show is brought to you by our good friends at Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up, Alanis Morissette on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Bright Star Home Care delivers high-quality care, ranging from companion care to skilled nursing services, so that all their clients can experience dignity and an improved quality of life when they need it most. Clients choose Bright Star Home Care of Baraboo because every decision they make and every action they take is for the benefit of those who've been entrusted to their care. You can request a complimentary in-home assessment at brightstarcare.com or call 608-355-5015.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station.
Recommend one.
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.